Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I don't know much about the art of acting, but I do know that if an actor or an actress can cry in a very emotional scene, I'm like, you're good at your job.
Mm-hmm.
So Margot Robbie is one of the best actresses out there today. I mean, she has been in every big movie I could think of, you know, Wolf of Wall Street, the Barbie movie, all these big films. And she recently revealed that she has a specific soundtrack that she listens to when she wants to get emotional, when she wants to get her cry face on. And she said it was even a surreal moment that happened to her while she was filming The Wolf of Wall Street with Leo DiCaprio. So she recently revealed that the Titanic soundtrack is what will get her in the mood.
Once more, you open the door.
So she said on a day where she needed to have a specifically emotional set of tools to be able to bring out for a scene, she said that she was listening to the Titanic soundtrack to get herself in the mood. And then all of a sudden, Kate Winslet walks through on her way to see, because her and Leo DiCaprio, obviously like very close since working on the Titanic film. And she was like, I was trying to stay in a sad, teary mood. And then I saw Kate Winslet and Leo walk past, and it was just very surreal. Because obviously, like, this is your soundtrack. Wow. You listen to it on every major set that you have to cry for. And then all of a sudden, there's Jack and Rose hand in hand walking by. So then it got me very curious. I'm like, what other songs get people mm-hmm. in a crying mood? Because for me, I'm very like emotionally constipated. Like I can't just like listen to something and it makes me cry. Mm-hmm. I know Kristen has talked about having her cry days. She will set aside some time to be able to listen to a sad soundtrack, or she'll turn on a documentary or a certain movie and it just makes her cry. I can't do that, but other people can. So I looked up some of the top songs that people like to cry to, and they're definitely pretty interesting. So the first one I found on a list is Tupac's Dear Mama.
That's one of my all-time favorites right there. Especially with him passing, it makes it even easier to cry to that song. That makes sense.
The next one is Someone Like You by Adele.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too.
Nothing like a little Adele to get the tears flowing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, this one actually might be the only one to get me to cry, because it always comes out of nowhere while you're watching TV. And then all of a sudden that ASPCA commercial comes through with all those sad looking dogs, and Angel by Sarah McLachlan hits.
In the arms of the angel.
Yeah.
Oof.
I realize that I have three, all right? And it's so dark that I'm going to share these. Back in the day, it used to be that, you might not even know the song, Desperado by the Eagles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
That one used to get me because I was really convinced at some point that I was just going to live alone the rest of my life.
Oh.
Yeah. I had it all played out in my head. I was going to live on a boat. I was just going to be by myself. It's going to be me and a dog. And that song would come on and I'd be like, I am a desperado. Everybody Hurts by R.E.M.
Mm.
Always sort of gets me. And I Will Fix You. Always gets me.
Oh, Fix You by Coldplay.
Fix You.
That's the goat cry song.
That one hits deep.
Oh, yes.
So for me, as we're getting into the Christmas season, there was always one song that if it came on the radio, and it would come on quite frequently, my mom would have to turn the radio off because my brother would go, turn it off, turn it off, because he was a boy and felt, toxic masculinity and didn't want to cry. Of course, it's the Christmas Shoes song.
Oh, God.
Sure, I want to buy this song.
No.
For my mom.
No.
It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just...
Didn't we play this for you for the first time a couple of years ago because you had never heard of it?
Last year,
it's the worst.
Oh,
we had tears from laughter.
It's so sad. So we would always have to turn it down because my brother would get real embarrassed because he didn't want to cry.
It's probably Whitney Houston. Will Always Fall in Love for Me.
Ooh.
Yeah, that song used to make me cry on the drop of a dime.
Oh, classic. All right, well, John Stamos is defending himself after people came down on him for how he decided to support his friend Dave Coulier, his former Full House co-star, after he revealed that he was diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin lymphoma. So in recent photos that they posted, John Stamos actually put on a bald cap to show solidarity with Dave Coulier, who's obviously going to be losing his hair through treatment. And so many people had so many negative comments to say because they're like, well, you didn't really shave your head, so this isn't really being very supportive. Like, Dave Coulier can't wear a bald cap, so why should you wear a bald cap?
Yeah, sometimes people's opinions need to keep them to themselves.
Yeah.
This is like between the two of them, right? They're super, super close. They know their senses of humor. So he walks in there as a bald guy. And for them, that made sense. It wasn't for anybody else. So maybe he shouldn't have even had posted it, actually. If you don't want the criticism, I guess, then don't post
100%.
It.
Yeah, so Dave stuck by him. He said, I'm sorry to see a bunch of negative comments as I've just begun my cancer journey. It's our friendship, and this is how we're handling a very tough time. So leave him alone. All right, if you've been considering getting off social media recently because of the algorithm, the creators of Instagram might have the solution you need to clean up your feed. It's on your next e-buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Mikey has stopped. If our website is correct at theburtshow.com, Mikey is now stopped. Kristen has just joined us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we sent Mikey what turned out to be to Woodstock this morning to see if he could work his way back to the station here in Sandy Springs using a paper map, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a rough go. At 23 years old, he's never probably even seen one of these. So we are wondering how long it was going to take. Unless he's here and stopped. We also have this, you can track him online at theburtshow.com also, but it would appear as though he has stopped somewhere.
Yeah, he stopped at another convenience store, it looks like he's at a BP.
Okay.
And last time he said he had to go for a pee break, so evidently Mikey has a small bladder.
Well, they got three people in the car also. You're very strict when it comes to these kind of challenges.
You know what? He's been in the car an hour and 22 minutes.
Yeah,
I think he can hold it for that long.
Kristen, did you ever have to use these growing up?
What we used is not like maps, but MapQuest. So you would print out the MapQuest and have it laying in the seat next to you and then have to refer to it.
Yeah.
And then if you missed your turn, you were really screwed because then you had to do the directions backwards and that was super hard.
Yeah, we covered this earlier also, and a lot of times it will leave you about a quarter of a mile short.
Yeah.
So it was like helpful, but then find somebody that knows and ask them.
Yeah.
That should have been the last direction all the time on MapQuest. Just ask somebody.
It should have been called Ask Somebody Quest.
All right, Mikey, where are you right now? Do you even know where you are and how the challenge has been with your paper map?
Hey, Tommy, you're out of control, man.
What are you talking about?
You think I can drive this car and look at a map at the same time? I got to pull over every, 15 feet.
This is how we had to do it in our day.
How long have you been? You've been stopped for, 10 minutes at least.
Yeah, man, I'm reading a map. I've never read one before.
Lewis and Clark would be very disappointed in you.
It's really not easy.
Guess what? I'm doing fantastic, I think, except for the energy in the car is pretty low, so they seem to think I'm not doing that good. But I I have found North Point Parkway.
Okay.
So I'm on number 92 and North Point Parkway. I'm on that corner. North Point Parkway is near my house. So all I'm trying to do is track it down on the map, and then I think I'm home free.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
All right. So we made some progress here.
Mm-hmm. He's kind of he's kind of close to his house, but he's he's still a good city away.
Those maps, man, if you've never seen one, they just look, it just looks like a bunch of little veins.
Yeah.
And if you don't know how to read one, it is not easy the first time.
Yeah, I don't know how you figure it out.
You should see my map right now. It is a crumbled mess.
Yeah, there's going to be a second part of this also, I think, when you get back, and we're going to have you and Abby try to refold the map, because that's almost as difficult as trying to use the map, is refolding it back to its original position. All right, man.
This map is not getting refolded, I'll tell you that.
It was not easy back then, not easy now.
And tell your passengers, you need some positive energy. You need some good vibes in that car. You can't be having
positive energy.
Yes, you can't be having, you'll never find your way home without a little bit of love in that car.
That's what I'm saying.
Kristen preaching love this morning, looking at the map. All right, we'll talk to you in a couple of minutes, okay?
All right,
bye-bye. There he goes. All right, so you got Black Friday right around the corner. It used to be a day, everybody enjoying sort of running into the stores and sort of bonding over the stress of it being Black Friday.
Oh, the stories I found had nothing to do with bonding.
Okay.
This is everything to do with the dark side of Black Friday.
Every industry has its deep, dark secrets. Until Kristen shines a light on its dark side.
Welcome to my dark side.
So, a lot of these stories have two things in common. One, we are dealing with some very unhinged people. And two, these happened a while ago because Black Friday isn't what it used to be.
Right. Again, electronics and online is robbing us.
Online primarily. And then also, a lot of these stores start their sales like the day before Thanksgiving.
Right.
So you don't have that mad rush on that Friday after Thanksgiving because now they're making people work Thanksgiving.
There are some families that this is part of their tradition of Thanksgiving or whatever. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever had to do that?
For Black Friday?
Yeah.
My family never participated in Black Friday, I think, ever. There might have been one time where we went out to, like, an outlet mall, but I think it was like, okay, we're going to run into this one store, get this one TV we were looking at, and get out.
Yeah, my mom did it once to snag my brother and I, both Cabbage Patch Kids, and she never did it again.
Okay, well, that was a rough year.
Yeah, it was.
That was a very rough year.
No, we never did it. Only time I did Black Friday was when I actually worked at Best Buy during a Black Friday, and it was insane.
Dude, every Friday is a Black Friday for you. What are you talking
about? That's a fact.
All right, so here you go. The stories I scoured the internet for. My dad was a police officer when the toy of the year was the Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh, yeah, I remember those years, man.
He responded to a call at Walmart or Target, I can't remember which one exactly, of two women beating each other up over the last one in the store. When he went to break up the fight, one of the women bit his arm. She bit him so hard that she actually drew blood. He had to get his blood tested every 6 months for 2 years after that incident to make sure he didn't get any diseases from her.
God. That, for me, was the first time and maybe the original time where people were losing their minds over a toy. Now, this is way back in the day, but to put it in perspective, it would be like how people are now with when the new PlayStation comes out at Christmas and they purposely don't release a whole bunch so people are like tense to get it. That for me was the very first time that happened.
Yeah, that was the late 90s, by the way. While waiting in line at a San Antonio, Texas Sears at 9 p.m. Thanksgiving night in 2012, a shopper tried to cut line. When another man objected, the offending line hopper, the guy who cut line, punched him in the face.
Oh.
The man who took the sucker punch pulled out a handgun.
No.
A move he later said was in self-defense. The line cutter fled. Police took the gun owner into custody, but released him, saying he was within his rights as he had a concealed handgun permit. He was asked to leave the Sears, but given a store voucher for his next visit.
I wonder how much the voucher was.
Shopping resumed just 10 minutes after the incident. Unfortunately, shoplifters aren't a rarity, but when two women decided to steal goods from an Old Navy in Holland Township, Michigan on Black Friday in 2012, they took it a step further. The shoplifters were stopped by a store detective in an adjacent parking lot after they exited the store with the stolen items. The detective took the goods and a pair fled to a nearby vehicle. But they didn't go far. As the officer attempted to write down their license plate, they circled back. One of the women pulled a gun, held up the detective, seized the merchandise, but not for long. Police caught the women and arrested them.
If you did a steal, why you wait till Black Friday? Like, why you care about the discount? You stealing it.
Well, I think they because it's so busy.
Yeah.
There's so many people. So busy. Yeah.
It's a very good point.
Also, risking jail time for Old Navy products is crazy. Right?
You're going to steal and get full price.
Yeah.
Discount day.
I'm stealing discount day.
Stupid.
When I tell you, I have so many.
Okay, we'll do them again.
Yeah.
All right, it's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
I love what Abby is doing on her dating profiles, telling you right off the bat, here's the good stuff, here's the bad stuff.
I want them to tell me what's wrong with them before I even go out on a date with them. So on my Bumble profile, there's a little section where you can prompt guys to make the first move. Typically on Bumble, it was women that had to make the first move. Now it's a little different. Now you can just be like, hey, you can make the first move and here's how to do it. So my prompt is, what are your red and green flags? And it's kind of a vague question, so it's always interesting to see if they give me their red and green flags for the women they're dating. Like, this is what I would find to be a red or green flag. Mm-hmm. But I prefer it when they respond with what their red and green flags are for themselves.
Okay, so if you were going to start this, your red and green flags would be what?
Okay, so I have three for each. So my green flags are that I'm very decisive, which can be a good or a bad thing. Like, if I'm going out with you, it means I really like you, or I don't care.
I will say this also, as you bring that up, that as I was putting this list together yesterday, that red flags and green flags can very well be the same thing.
It just kind of depends on how people perceive it. Because some people may think, oh, she's like too picky, or she's too like, I don't know, her expectations are too high. I'm like, no, I'm just decisive. I either like you or I don't like you, and I'm willing to move on fast.
I'd rather know that though, right off the bat, and that you're self-aware enough to know that.
Yes, exactly. Okay, my next green flag is that I'm not really clingy. I don't really care much at all if you text me all day, if we see each other, you know, a couple of times a week, if you touch base every now and then, that's good for me. But then again, you could see that as a red flag, as maybe I don't care too much.
Mm-hmm.
My next green flag is that I do have a career, so I do have, you know, things that I'm focusing on that aren't just a man. So again, kind of in the not clingy category. But then my red flags. And I had to really take a hard look at myself because I was talking myself out of a lot of the red flags I had because I'm like, okay, but is that really a red flag or is that just because of blah, 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 blah? So here are the things that I think could actually be legitimate red flags if they were on a profile because everything requires some explaining.
This really did. I think you did the same thing. It became like a journal entry or a therapy session as I'm looking at the green or red flags.
Yes, exactly. So if a guy saw that I was a cat mom on a profile, I do think he'd be like, oh, red flag, like crazy cat lady. She's going to have like 7 cats running around her apartment. A little cringy. The next red flag that I think could be viewed as a red flag without much explanation is that I've never been in a long-term committed relationship. I'm going to be 28. That's kind of old to not have done that. So I could see how a lot of guys would be like, ooh, red flag, not good.
Question for you on that one, Moe. If you're about to date somebody and she's 28 and she has the same, historically has the same dating history as Abby, never been in a long-term relationship, is that a red flag for you?
Nah, I've never saw that the way most people do because I feel like if you have been in a lot of or, you know, you have experience in long-term relationships, you probably might have some baggage that I have to deal with from having them. And if you haven't, then maybe you won't have as much. So I feel like it can be positives and negatives to both. So I don't see that as a red flag at all.
I'm packing light.
Exactly.
And then my last red flag is that I am a little avoidant. Like when it comes to emotions and stuff, I have an avoidant attachment style, which I do think is the most legitimate of all of these red flags in the sense that it's probably not the most desirable trait in a person that you're dating.
Okay. As I was putting this list together yesterday, I realized this. You know how there are some times in your life where you're feeling really good about yourself, and then there are other times where you're not feeling so good about yourself, and you can't even really pinpoint why?
Yes.
Am I alone on that?
It's called hormones.
Okay, well, I have them, apparently.
It's called moods.
Because I do feel like I'm at this little itty-bitty phase right now where I'm not feeling so great about myself, so the list of red flags was way longer than the green flags. And I'm like, God, I hope Amanda's not listening.
You could have limited yourself to be like, I'm going to choose 3 green flags and I'm going to choose 3 red flags.
That's what I did.
Smart. I've got 19 red flags and 2 green ones.
You're a liar.
I'm just kidding. All right, so in going with you and I, what we were saying, that green flags can sometimes be red flags. I'm spontaneous. That's a green flag, but it's also a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The second one pretty much goes under the same category. I'm impulsive. So while it's exciting, it can also be very stressful. Like, I'm ready to go right now. I don't want to think about it too much. Let's go!
Yeah,
and if you're not that kind of person, or... it could just get you in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I would put that one, if I was dating, in the red flag category.
Green flag, I think I'm doing pretty well financially. However, red flag, sometimes I can spend that too much on somebody in the beginning, so it seems like love bombing.
Mm.
Okay? Red flag, biggest red flag for Abby, I'm short.
That's not a red flag.
It absolutely is a red flag.
That is not a red flag. Red flag to me is a red flag that says this could be a character flaw. Short is not a character
flaw.
It's treated like it is.
Yeah, for the last couple of years, you've come on here weekly saying, like, I would date an ex-con before I would date a short guy. That was like the list a couple of weeks ago. I would date a guy with 4 eyes and an ex-con, and he's running from the law before I would date a short guy. So you can't tell me that's not a red flag for you. Don't try to be nice now.
Those guys have passions, okay? Right. They have a job.
Green flag, I have been told I am thoughtful and intentional in my relationships, but I have also been told recently that we're going to get into that I'm not necessarily romantic. So those are different things. Intentional and thoughtful, different than romantic. Red flag, I get bored really easily, and I'm constantly looking for that dopamine hit. My memory sucks. That's another red flag.
Okay, you can stop now,
baby. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at this, and Amanda should just run. Just run through all the red flags. Slalom through them like a skier. All my red flags. What do you got, Kristen?
All right, I went a little lighter. You are being very introspective right now, so I don't know where you are in
I'm not at a great place, I told you.
In your hormonal waves. So my green flags, and again, I went a little lighter. I returned all my shopping carts.
Oh, yes. Green flag.
I use my turn signal, which I thought was a good green flag because so many people in this freaking city don't. And then I'm thoughtful AF. Those are my 3 green flags. my three red flags. I have misophonia, meaning you can't breathe or chew around me. I'm all or nothing in everything. I find it very hard to find a middle ground. And three, I pick my dog's eye boogers and I enjoy it.
Yeah, that's when you can't get past. That's that big flag outside of the car dealership.
Mo?
So, all right, I hate talking about myself. So I picked.
Is that one of your red flags?
Yeah, I guess so.
Here's another red flag. So you picked the wrong morning show.
There's five red flags now. They're piling up. I picked the top three things I feel like I hear the most in my relationships. Okay. So green flags. No, I'll start with red. Yeah. Red flags, I need my space. I hear that one a lot. I like to be alone. I'm not clingy. Like Abby said, I'm always going to need some space. I'm usually very busy. I'm very into my career. I'm very into trying to get things done all the time. So I don't always have a lot of time to give to my relationship. And my overthinking keeps me from being spontaneous or impulsive or anything like that because I'm constantly processing everything.
You probably should have started with the green because everybody just tuned out.
He's already taken.
I wanted to end on a good note. Green flags, great listener. I'm always willing to listen. I take initiative a lot. I get things done, and you'll be laughing around me constantly because I'm always being funny.
There you go. Those are good ones to end on.
Lots of green flags. Okay, it's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Can I tell you that my favorite part of my day yesterday was going online and seeing the video that we posted, that Cassie and Rebecca posted, of all of us in studio when I played my jong for you guys for the first time yesterday.
I don't know why the word jong just makes me so uncomfortable.
It's very disturbing.
It's a jingle, but it's a song. It's a jong. I was going with jingle, but Miss Fancy Pants over here, who has to go do right by the book, is like, it is too long to be a jingle. So it's a, but it's too short to be a song. So it is a
jong. Hey, maybe you've created a new genre that we'll start giving out Grammys for jong.
So we have this contest going on that, where we're giving away $1,000 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And a lot of you guys have signed up, right? But we have to keep reminding you. So I'm trying to keep it fresh. So I thought, you know what? Let me put together a jingle. And it was the very first time I had ever tried using AI, putting my own lyrics over music. So I tried it for the very first time. And admittedly, the results yesterday, not great. But my favorite part of the day is watching how uncomfortable you guys were with the close-ups in studio, how you guys were trying to be respectful of me bringing in something, but totally crashing and burning, and watching all of your faces.
we started singing along at the end.
It got better. It warmed up.
Yeah. Once it actually got to the jingle part and not the song part,
okay,
we were good.
All right. So let's just establish now it's a jong. It's not a jingle. So there's, I'm going for the redo today. Okay?
Redemption arc?
I'm going for my redemption arc today on this jingle here. Uh-huh. I don't go down easily, people. Don't you?
I said nothing.
He doesn't go down easily on the jong.
No, I don't.
We're not calling you DJ Khaled over here. You're fine.
Don't you? We do not have that in common.
I know.
Either way. So, okay, so I tried it again yesterday. This is my second try at it again. Look, Picasso's first painting probably wasn't awesome. You had to go back.
I don't think his 35th painting.
That's not the comparison.
Did you just compare yourself to Picasso?
We'll never know if I will be a jong masterpiece unless I got to start somewhere.
You're not a Picasso, okay? You're more like a Cisco. That jong, 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 jong.
Let me see that jong. Jong, jong, jong.
They want to be home.
All right, so now there is a lead up to the vocals, which is convenient because it would allow us to talk about the contest and giving out details before I hit them with the vocals of the jong.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't hit them in the jong.
I'm going to hit them right in the jong. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Bring on the jong.
This could very well be our $1,000 Tuesdays and Thursdays official jong. Here's where we'd be talking it up, giving some details about it, right?
Enter at Q997Atlanta.com.
Every Tuesday, Thursday.
Right, we'd be talking about it's 15 seconds. Here we go.
You're no profi, but money is low. You work so hard, but no money flow. Let Bird help you with 1,000 bucks. Don't sign up and you're out of luck. Q997Atlanta.com. That's the place to sign up for the bucks. You win that cash, you'll give way less f- $1,000 is like heaven. Giving out cash, Q997.
There we go.
Giving out cash, Q997.
Okay.
Giving out cash, Q997. Q997Atlanta.com.
Still going.
This is the song part.
You win that cash, you'll give way less f-
a little better.
Yay!
Yeah.
Okay, now I'll only truly know what you think about this song when I watch the video later on. But it seemed better today than it was yesterday.
It was a little tighter. It had a little more punch with the beeps.
We like our jongs tight.
Yeah.
Don't we all? And we've created a new format.
Yes.
This might be a radio station at some point. The jong.
Oh. Yes. I wouldn't count on it.
Q997, the jong.
K-jong. All right. So that's where we're at right now.
Okay.
Okay? So Mo heard this yesterday, and he's like, I think I can help you out.
Well, yeah, I went in the studio, did my best. Turns out I'm not much of a jingler.
You mean a jongler.
A jongler. Now, mine is not a jong. Yeah. It's a jingle.
Okay.
It's actually quick, precise, and to the point. But, Bert's might be better than mine.
Really?
No.
It might be.
Oh, no.
It might be.
Bert AI.
Yeah. Yes, it might be better than, but I did my best.
Oh, I do need a cool AI name. If I'm going to format jongs.
Yeah.
Bert GPT.
Then I'm going to need a name. All right. So you're saying that even though the bar is set so low for you, dude, it cannot be that bad.
The Q997 part in your jingle, I think, is actually pretty good.
It's catchy, man.
It's very catchy, and I think it's right in line with what we're looking for. But I tried to make mine out of obviously more rappy and... Yeah, it's not easy to rap a jingle. It's a lot harder than I thought it would be.
Okay, let's hear what you got, okay?
All right.
Sign up, you win $1,000. Spurts $1,000 Tuesday and $1,000 Thursday. Throwing money at you like it was your birthday. Q997Atlanta.com. If you broke, has a joke, still living with your mom. It's $1,000 Tuesdays and $1,000 Thursdays. Spurts throwing money at you like it was your birthday. Q997Atlanta.com. Got $1,000 for you. Don't be broke at your prom. It's the Bert.
Sign up at Q997Atlanta.com. It's $1,000.
Yeah, yours is better.
Best I can do.
You are slow rolling us.
Really, I did not think that was good.
Yeah. It was good.
Genuinely?
Yes, yeah. Genuinely. Oh.
That jong was great.
Thank you.
That's a real jingle.
All right, good. I'm glad y'all like it.
That's a real jingle.
I was listening to it like I don't even want to submit this.
By the way, I asked ChatGPT what your AI name should be, and it said BurtBot.
BurtBot.
Nah, I'm an original, man. I'm wondering if yours only sounds good because mine is so crappy, or is it genuinely good? I think that's the one to go with.
What, yours?
Yours.
With mine?
Yes.
Should we let listeners vote?
Yeah. Oh, no, because most of
I lose every time.
Mo loses every time,
every
poor thing.
Every single time.
You won't lose on this one, I assure you.
I don't know.
You will not lose. All right, so we'll figure out which one we're going to use. But here's the bottom line, if you guys are just catching on to it or not. Yeah, we're giving away cash, $1,000, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and not just once a day. We are doing this a whole bunch of different times. It starts at 7 a.m., and we've made this contest so easy for you. Abby, tell them how to do it.
Go to Q997Atlanta.com. Tell us what hours you're listening in, and we will call out your name, and all you have to do is call in once you hear your name, and you could win big.
Okay, now that's a key right there. You are actually telling us the hour that you are listening, so we are not avoiding that hour. We are specifically calling your name. So you listen in that hour. If we call your name, then you call us back, and you get $1,000, okay? That's very hard to put in a jong or a jingle, all that info. So go online, sign up today, Q997Atlanta.com, and listen for your name starting tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. on The Bert Show. It's Q99.7.
Q.
Hey, fancy pants. It's Bert with your fancy new smart speaker. The problem is the only thing you're saying right now is, hey, Lex, what's the weather? Give you something else to do. Say, Alexa, play The Bert Show podcast.
The Bert Show.
So we're about to have ourselves in a couple of minutes, a spontaneous stepping into psycho. As he thinks his wife is hiding something, and he is out right now watching her, looking at her, stalking her, watching her shopping, and she's buying a whole bunch of different things that he can't figure out exactly who she's buying them for. So he is literally waiting for her right now to make some sales. We'll get to him in just a second. All right, Mikey has been on the road since 6 o'clock this morning. Why, Abby?
Mikey has been trying to find his way back to the station using only one of them old maps that the Generation Z has probably never used before. We grew up with GPSs, we grew up with maps, and Mikey barely knows how to read, so let's already make it a little bit harder and make him read a map trying to get from a random part of Atlanta back to the station.
Yeah, us old schoolers will remember these paper maps that were just such a hassle to read, man. How did we even get from one destination to the other? They were always crumbled up, really super hard to read. The streets were like in this little itty bitty font. It's amazing we ever got around. Mikey's never had one of these in his hands. Hey, Mikey.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
Yes, sir. So on a normal day, it would take, as Tommy said, I don't know, 45 minutes to get from Woodstock to Atlanta in traffic. You have now been gone 2 hours.
Yeah, well, I'm on the highway now. Things were looking super bright. I'm just driving through the fog now. I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, no.
The fact that it is foggy is making it a little harder on you.
Sure.
No, I just have no idea what's going on. It's not even that bad.
That was
nothing to do with the fog, though.
I'm trying to make him feel better.
Yeah. Well, that was the good thing back in the day also. There was no fog. So it was much easier to use a map. Fog is relatively new.
I think I'm on 75 South, I believe, if that's a real thing. And I'm trying to get to the circle.
You're trying to get to the where?
The circle. The circle, the big circle that goes around Atlanta.
The perimeter?
Perimeter?
Uh-huh.
285.
Yeah. I-285?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so once I get there, I feel like I'll be doing pretty dang good.
Okay, now just to establish something, you have lived here your entire life, and you have taken these roads before, right?
Yeah, I've been everywhere, man.
Yeah, I can feel that. All right, so estimated time of arrival, Tommy?
I don't know, but Mikey, you want to make sure you take 285 West, okay?
Hey, Tommy, I don't believe that, man.
Smart man.
All right, hang with us for a couple of minutes, Mikey. We'll check with you in a couple of minutes, all right?
All righty, Daddy.
All right, so you got Lenny. I love when he calls me Daddy. Yeah. Really makes me feel super, super young.
He said, all righty, tidy.
Oh, I thought he said Daddy.
No.
Oh, my dad is you over there. What are you trying to change the narrative?
Is that a Freudian slip?
Making me very uncomfortable. Super uncomfortable.
He calm said, down, Daddy.
All righty, tidy.
All right, so Lenny emailed us saying that he thought his wife was hiding online purchases from him. And this morning, he is definitely stepping into psycho, trying to figure out why. Hey, Lenny, good morning.
Hey, Burt Show. How are you guys?
Good. What do you got going on this morning?
You don't want to know.
Oh, yeah.
No, we do.
I hope you're willing to tell us.
Oh, yeah. So I am currently sitting in my car outside my sister-in-law's house because I'm pretty sure my wife has been diverting her packages here, so I won't know how much she's been buying.
Okay. Let's start from the beginning. Why would your wife do this?
Because we had a conversation a couple months ago about her spending. You know, she buys so much crap that our family does not need. Every single day, Amazon was at our house with another delivery. She even knew one of the delivery guys by name, Carl.
Okay. So she's a frequent shopper, to say the least.
Yeah, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst part, we both have our own credit card. You know, we both have our own Amazon account. This was important to her early on, and I've tried to respect it. So the last thing I wanted was to be the controlling husband and take her card away. But our family is trying to save up for a nice vacation next summer, and that's never going to happen with the way she spends like a lunatic.
Okay, so Abby's very, she's team conversation. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping you and your wife have had conversations about this.
Oh, we have had plenty. And after our conversation a few months ago, I really thought we had finally come to an understanding. Because suddenly all the deliveries stopped. There hasn't been one delivery to our home in months. And at first I was thrilled and I was so proud of her.
I bet.
But then I started to get suspicious.
Well, is it fair to say that maybe this is something she's doing because of the holidays? Like, mm-hmm. would she typically divert some packages because maybe she doesn't want you to know what she got you for Christmas or maybe the kids? Maybe she's like, okay, well, if I send them to my sister-in-law's house or my sister's house, then no one's going to know and won't be not surprised on Christmas, no?
Well, if it was about Christmas, I think I would deserve like a tip-off on that, no?
No. But you said she's been doing this for a while. So this is more than just Christmas presents, correct?
Right. But here's what happened. Here's the next twist for you guys. So we have access to each other's emails. And I opened her email, saw nothing. Not one notification from Amazon. So I'm thinking maybe she really was a changed woman. But then I saw it, okay? A folder labeled, in all capital letters, crap. So that's obviously a dig at me for calling all her purchases crap.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, of course, you opened the folder, and what was there?
I did open it, and there were months and months of emails from Amazon about purchases and deliveries and the mailing address. Was to her sister's house.
Okay.
So that brings us to the here and now, and that is why you are parked outside your sister-in-law's house, because you're on a mission to get eyes on these packages.
Correct. Her sister just left for work. I took the spare key she gave my wife, and I am about to find these packages.
Back to team adult conversation, because now we've really leaped into psycho. Once you found the emails, why didn't you just say, hey, I did something a little weird that didn't involve sitting outside your sister's house, and I found all these emails confirming that you bought these items and sent them to your sister's house. Can we have another conversation to make this stop?
Because he needs proof.
She started it.
So a lot of people see financial infidelity as like worse than physical cheating or on the same level with. So if we thought she was cheating and he was outside the house, we'd be like, yeah, you need proof. And so I'm like, same thing. You need proof.
If you're using the cliche, she started it or he started it. in your marriage. Probably not great. Probably not healthy.
Have you ever known me to be mature?
All right, give us a couple of seconds here. When these packages arrive and you get what you want, you give us a call back, okay? I'd love to hear how it works out.
Oh, I will.
All right, it's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.